This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You are the veterans of America, the most trusted among us, and the most tested of all Americans. Collectively, you represent generations of soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Coast Guardsmen who have served and sacrificed for all of us. You are not only the heart and soul, but you are the very spine of this nation. And as a nation, we pause today to thank more than 23 million surviving veterans who have so bravely and faithfully protected our freedom. You gave and they gave, and you deserve our thanks.
That is Vice President Joe Biden today, talking in reference to Veterans Day, which is today. Going back to the history of Veterans Day, I believe it was the end of World War I. One of the 20th century wars that actually carried with it a declaration of war by our Congress. World War II as well. I think since then there has not been one. We're going to get into that. Now, Joe Biden, hey, Super Don, you with me?
I'm here.
You're okay, just checking. All right, welcome everybody. Robert Scott Bell Show, Veterans Day edition. If you want to chime in on this or any other topic, you've got to go to the website first and foremost to see where we're going. That's robertscottbell.com. Veterans Day. I went out to an event. We did some local acupuncture, free acupuncture for veterans. I was answering questions of vets coming in on holistic medicine.
Nice.
And, you know, I would say thanks to those who have served, except I do not say thanks blindly. I feel like, you know, to honor a veteran, we should honor the reason that they serve, and that is to protect, defend the Constitution for these United States of America. And, well, let's be honest. Another way to protect the veterans and thank them would be to stop sending them into foreign incursions that have no basis in the Constitution when there is no declaration of war. Sending our military men and women into Ebola hot zones does not, to me, qualify as a constitutional duty. Now, I think the way we want to serve and protect those that are serving and protecting is to protect them from going into places like that. They do not serve the interest of protecting, defending the Constitution for these United States. Lest you think I'm being a stickler for detail, when you go into the military, you affirm or swear an oath to protect and defend that Constitution. So, unless you take that oath lightly, you shall appreciate. I command thee to appreciate. No, I don't do that. That's not what we do here. But that is something that is sort of funny, but not funny, about the way the American, organic American Republic has fallen into a state of tyranny. Now, Joe Biden, again, probably heartfelt message there. I'm not necessarily disputing whether he necessarily believed. I don't know what's in that man's heart. But I will dispute his description of our military men and women are veterans as the spine of America, unless you talk about the willingness to stand tall in the face of threats to the Constitution. And now I'm not talking about the Tea Party. I'm not talking about people with religious beliefs different than yours or mine. I'm talking about genuine threats to the Constitution. Talk about foreign and domestic. And those who would not uphold the liberty that we cherish here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, that our founding fathers cherished enough to lay down. Many of them, their lives are sacred honor, etc., when we talk about the Declaration of Independence moving into a constitution. To send troops around the world in defense of bankers, let me just say it plainly, is not constitutional. And it's not something that honors the veterans if they have been sent around the world in defense of bankers' wars. Most of them are. Certainly in the 20th century, after World War II, when there has no longer been a declaration by Congress. How do we honor the veterans? Are they the spine? I think it is spineless of people like Biden and Obama, and even, and this is not a Democrat or Republican thing, to send our troops into harm's way when those causes are not good enough to put into the people's house, the House of Representatives, for a vote up or down on a declaration of war. And in that declaration of war, you get in there, you get it done, and you get them home. Not necessarily what I plan to talk about as we open up this Veterans Day broadcast, but as I was, you know, talking to some of the veterans about their health conditions, their health problems, and the VA medical centers now claiming that they're going to restructure themselves for better customer service for the vets. I'll hazard a guess, Super Don, that the vets did not realize they were fighting a war in defense of the church of pharmaceutical mysticism, the medical monopoly. Because if they didn't know it going in, they know it going out, coming through that VA system, that they're dealing with the most incomprehensible, I should say it properly.
Right.
Bureaucracy. Yeah, I mean,
talk about sending the troops into harm's way. Little did we know that by sending them to the VA, we were sending them into harm's way.
And that's exactly the point here. On top of that, insult to injury. They come home and they got to deal with a VA system that only knows how to drug them further out of reality in response to the PTSD they may have suffered due to the war zones they were in, unconstitutional as they may have been, but as well as the assaults, the bullets, I shall call them, that they took in the guise of a syringe or an air gun before they left the American continent in the guise of vaccinations. We have hammered these troops coming and going. They come back, and they are poisoned even further by a VA that says, we're restructuring now. It's all good. We've got better customer service. Yes, press 1 for Prozac. Press 2 for Zoloft. Press 3 for all of the above, plus Abilify. And that's what we're sending our troops into harm's way when they come home. Where is the movement to get these troops cannabis, CBD, even the non-psychoactive component? Where is that compassion? Where is the talk therapy? Where is the heavy metal chelation detoxification that is necessary to honor our veterans? Spine Biden? No, they're supposed to be our immune system. When diplomacy fails, when attacks on our way of life, our Constitution, our interests under that Constitution are genuinely threatened, a clear and present and immediate danger, then you send your immune cells into action. If your immune system is on 100% of the time, you will exhaust it to the point of self-destruction and collapse. Our troops have been stationed all over the world for many decades now, and we know, at least I know, it's unsustainable. And it does no great honor to the veterans to keep sending new troops to refresh those who have done their service, unbeknownst to them, not to the Constitution and the people, but to international bankers. This must be said, yes, even on Veterans Day, and the veterans that are aware of this are as disgusted as I am. This is not an attack on veterans. This is to honor those veterans. I met one of those veterans today. We chatted. He had been threatened, if you will, or frightened into massive radiation therapy for prostate issues. They claimed it was cancer. They claimed it was 8 on a scale of 10. They frightened him just like they do everybody else, and he knew better. He was not happy with the decision that he made. I shook his hand. I didn't hug him. His prostate was very radioactive. But I shook his hand and thanked him, and I also talked to him about the things he can do now to recover, not from the prostate cancer that he may have, but from the treatment for it that is sure to bring on more cancer and more problems, of some of which he already is experiencing. That is not a thank you to our vets. That is not a way to honor our veterans, to poison them, to radiate them, to chemotherapize them. That is not honoring our veterans. And then we have a Princeton study, the Egghead Research University. It's an Egghead University, the Ivy League University of Princeton.
Right.
And did you see what they claimed? I mean, they're like the smart ones, Princeton, right? They know everything.
Well, they conducted Princeton. A study, and they discovered that the U.S. is no longer an actual democracy. What do you say, Robert Scott Bell?
Really? Well, wait. What did they say that we are now? If we are no longer a democracy?
Well, it's slowly transformed, according to them, from a democracy into an oligarchy where wealthy elites wield most power.
Isn't that interesting? I don't have a lot of opposition to what they said in the latter part of their statement, but the primary statement is bogus to begin with. The U.S. is no longer an actual democracy. Tell me when, Princeton, was the U.S. ever an actual democracy? Show me, Princeton, anywhere in our founding documents, in our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution, where the word democracy is used to describe the form of government that was bestowed to their posterity, our founding fathers, that was to us, a republican form of government. This is why, moms and dads out there, you do not want to send your kids to Princeton or Harvard or Yale or many of these other esteemed higher institutions of pharmaceutical propagandizing. Yes, that's right. They mold your children into young adults who do not question authority, who do not question reality, who simply take the drugs and move on to create more of this oligarchical interface that Princeton is now complaining about, yet they don't even know what type of government we are supposed to have. All right, there's your history lesson for the day here on Robert Scott Bell Show. Hope you're as excited about it as I am. Hey, Super Don, do we have any Ebola updates? Maybe we got to go pop culture. Is that pop culture?
We haven't done one in a while. Yeah, let's do an Ebola update next.
All right, stick around. 866-939-2355. Back after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you have a better way to honor the troops on Veterans Day than bringing them home and caring for them holistically, you let me know about it. I'm open. My ears are open. Constitutional basis for the military, the immune system of America. Are we using them properly? Are they being utilized? Are they being used and abused by the bankers? Again, look and learn from history. That's kind of what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Not just health and healing of a political basis, but economic as well as physiological, etc. And now we get into physiological or physical stuff. Ebola. Where's Ebola?
Ebola.
I thought it was going to take over the planet. It was going to take over the world.
It's been kind of nice. I think I raised such a stink, a few weeks ago, being overloaded with it, that, you know, the media and everybody just backed off and said, you know what, Super Don is getting kind of PO'd here, so we better back off. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. He's a powerful producer. Be careful with Super Don. It's Ebola light now, and this is good, but what are you going to do now? There's nothing to talk about, right? No, there's plenty. We're happy not to talk about it, except that we should report on that doctor. The last doctor, he was the bowling doctor, right? The one that went around New York to try to spread it.
And
evidently
rode the subway and went to the circus and, you know, did all kinds of
He might not have spread it as they thought, right? But then again, did he ever really have it? I mean, isn't that the point of what we've been talking about? Much like the way we discussed Veterans Day momentarily earlier before, the discussion of Ebola is the questioning of what? Not the reality of illness, but the reality of one virus, one cause, one disease. And it appears, again, the PCR test failed to identify who does or who does not have it, whatever it is, hemorrhagic fever, that can be brought on for many reasons if you lived in war-torn, poverty-stricken Africa. Okay? This guy, released from the hospital now, evidently no Ebola. What do we say? What do we do with this, Super Don? I mean, is it over? Do we never have to report on this again?
I don't know, because, I mean, listen, when we're talking about this, and a lot of people are spending a lot of time, John Rappaport, I mean, just doing some brilliant investigative journalism on the Ebola thing. What's the next step to this? We had the Ebola show up. Now they've got all the vaccines and everything fast-tracked coming
ready
through
to go.
The pipe to happen. I don't know what's going to connect those dots.
Well, will it be the case of they've softened you up enough that the next round will be the one that says, okay, now I'm going to roll up my sleeves because I was so scared that last time we just barely caught it in time. If you listen to this show, you're not going to fall for it. But again, they could ramp up the pressure and fear in other ways. You know, I talk to folks all the time about this. In fact, I got a call off the air from a woman. I'm imagining she was Muslim because she couldn't have any alcohol at all. I mean, she was so hardcore on no alcohol that she asked me, the homeopathic remedies I talked about to her, do they have alcohol in them? And I said, no, they don't. They're water-based. He said, well, what about did they get extracted with alcohol before that?
Wow.
And I was like, really? That's hardcore. I said, what do you do about the Krebs cycle of digestion when your body produces alcohol inside? And she said, oh, no, that's okay. That's okay. So what am I going to say then? I'm not going.
Boy, look at you! Look at you calling her to the carpet there. Yeah,
I was nice about it. I was asking her sincerely. Yeah. I want to know the strengths and the depths of these beliefs. That's all. Just asking.
Well,
see, Ebola update.
You were asking, what's going to happen next. I was wondering what's going to happen next. I can tell you one prediction I made that did come true.
If
you recall several weeks ago when we were talking about all the things that were developing, I said, okay, I'm waiting for the next colored ribbon to be put out there for Ebola. Now, I haven't seen the ribbon yet, but Bob Geldof has come out of the woodwork, and he's the guy who founded Band-Aid, if you remember back in the
80s. Yeah, the Boomtown Rats, Band-Aid, they did Do They Know It's Christmas Time? Yes, I remember.
Well, guess what? They're going to redo the song, and they're going to do They Know It's Christmas for Ebola now.
Do They Know It's Christmas for Ebola? What are we going to have, Christmas ornaments with Ebola on? I don't get this.
It's
a fundraiser, isn't it? And will the fundraiser go to the people
to
provide clean water and nutrition and detoxification?
And silver and selenium and
will it do that? No, it's not going to do that. You know it's not.
No.
It's going to raise money for more research, more vaccines. More chlorine for the
PCR
water.
PCR testing stations.
Exactly. You know where this is going. Bob Geldof, wake your aspirin up. Come on, man. You've been at this for long enough. Can't you see through it? Or are you one of the bad guys, too? I want to know. Actually, I don't care. I'm not even going to listen. Do They Know It's Christmas in Ebola Land? All right. When we come back, you as a nurse, as a doctor, as a medic, have the freedom to say no to mandatory vaccines in your profession. Michelle Roughton says, you better. We're going to try to help out. She's from Nurses Against Mandatory Vaccines, and she joins us after the break right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com, streaming live through our syndicator GCN and NaturalNewsRadio.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Robert, Scott, Bell. Let's take a walk
on the wild side. Oh, righty. You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the paper. Am I right?
Robert, Scott, Bell.
All right, we talked about the spine, if you will, of our veterans. You know, we want to support them to stand up to do the right thing. Well, there's another group of people in America that are really in a battle zone. They work in hospitals. And their own profession, those upper levels of their own profession, saying, you guys have to roll up your sleeve and get this no matter what. These are things called shots, vaccinations. And many of you have become aware, many nurses and doctors have become aware that maybe it's not the best thing to do. Maybe there are better ways to protect against infectious disease. But not many are willing to stand up at the cost of perhaps even losing their job. There's a group called NAMV, Nurses Against Mandatory Vaccines. And this group is standing up to do the right thing for all the people trying to do the right thing within the hospital setting, the medical settings. And her name is Michelle Roughton, and she joins us now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Michelle, welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, I'm glad you're standing up, and I hope more people and even doctors, not just nurses, are standing up for your rights to say, no, we are not going to be experimented upon based on your declaration of some emergency that may or may not even exist.
Absolutely. We would love to have some doctors on our side. I do work with several physicians. I'm a nurse practitioner that do not get the flu shot, but of course they fly under the radar, unlike the nursing staff does. So they're not really pressured as much as we are.
So in this regard, and I've said this on the air many times over the years, if the nurses would come together, right, get together and stand as a group in this way, to say we, as individuals, we want to come together because there's more power this way, to say, hey, this is not right. You can't force us to do this. It's not even good science, but we can talk about that later. But just the forcing of the injection that could result in serious harm, as we've seen by looking at the records under the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, with $3 billion paid out to vaccine damaged, injured, and even killed children and adults. I mean, there's got to be this awareness finally growing into the nursing profession for this to be happening.
There really has to be. You know, we sit in an interesting situation with our organization of Nurses Against Mandatory Vaccines, in that we have over 19,000 members now and followers of our Facebook page, et cetera. But that really is such a small percentage of the nurses that do not believe in yearly flu vaccines, do not get yearly flu vaccines for their children, but they're too afraid to speak up because they are trying to protect the livelihood of their families and the money that they need to bring in to survive. So our organization, you know, we're growing, and we just hope that we can get more and more people on our side raising awareness of this situation.
Well, you know, Michelle, this is something that, you know, we've covered even from the doctor's perspective, those doctors who would step out of the allopathic box and start to say, hey, you know what, there's a better way to address cancer. Let's try to do a little less chemo or maybe none at all. And yet those doctors at threat of losing their jobs simply because they're innovating and they're doing something outside of what is called the standard of care, but hard to define. They just know it when they don't see it. And so I think there's a similar battlefront here for nurses, in that not doing something that they expect you to do is creating ripples within their profession, and they don't want it to extend out to the broad spectrum of the people themselves going, wait, if the nurses aren't doing it, maybe I don't want to do it either.
That's right. And in addition to that, we are drawing attention to the issue for just the public, but what I really want the public to understand is, if they are successful in continuing to pull this off in hospitals across the nation, it will only trickle down. Your profession will be next. You work for the DMV, you're a teacher, et cetera, et cetera. It's just going to roll downhill. And so we're really trying to get people to pay attention that it's not just nurses. You can't just let this go because the problem will get bigger.
Yeah, well, there it is. They came for the Jews. I didn't say anything. They came for the gypsies, et cetera, in that sense. And that's a good perspective to put out there, to recognize that if you don't draw the line at some point, who is next? What organization, what group, what governmental employees union will now mandate participation in the flu shot or other vaccine programs on threat of termination?
That's right. And, you know, the interesting thing is that I think even the nurses aren't aware that there is, you know, a 90% or higher requirement of having your staff vaccinated, or else these hospitals can lose up to 2% of their federal funding, Medicaid and Medicare reimbursement. And for a lot of hospitals, that's make or break. So they're trying to keep their doors open, and I believe there's a lot of nursing staff, and most certainly the public, not realizing that this really is about money. It's not about healthcare. It's not about protecting the patients, and it's certainly not about providing autonomy to the nurses to make their own healthcare decisions.
Now, Michelle, you've got to be making that up. Are you telling me that this is about money? This is all about helping people and protecting their immune systems. Where are you getting this kind of information? Is this actually on the NAMV.org website?
We've got lots of information on our site, and also we have a blog area that we write things about that. But absolutely, this is all about money. It's all about federal funding, and there are no studies showing that the flu vaccine is even effective. It even states in all flu vaccine inserts that this shot is not effective in the elderly. It's not effective in the children. There are studies showing that vaccinating nurses in no way changes the infection rate of the patients, and so on and so on. There is no data showing that it's even effective.
Yes, the Cochrane collaboration is something we've covered, and I don't know if you have that linked up on the website. I haven't been able to go through it all, but it's Nurses Against Mandatory Vaccines, NAMV.org. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. If you know anybody in the healthcare profession, I think you would be in good shape to connect them with this organization, even if they're not nurses, because this could be a pathway for other groups within the healthcare professions that eventually will be mandated if it doesn't stop here. And this is an intriguing thing. Now, what kind of high-level talks, interactions with either hospital staff or the heads of hospitals, the executives, government officials, what's going on? Has your organization been able to make inroads?
Well, you know, we recently had a protest in cities all over the country on November 1st, and I believe that was helpful in drawing attention to the situation. Really what we're looking for is we would like to create a grassroots advocacy tool that would allow our members to communicate directly to state lawmakers, et cetera. And unfortunately, those cost $3,000 to $8,000. And so we're really trying to get some money together to make it easier for people to communicate what their concerns are.
Well, have you had any direct interaction with executives in any hospital setting that you're regularly working in? Have they met with you, or are they so intimidated they won't meet with you? Are they ratcheting up threats for nurses that are participating in this, standoff, if it is that at this point?
We're hearing different reports from all over the country. I'm in Texas. I'm in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I have privileges at multiple hospitals throughout the Metroplex. And so far, I turn in my exemptions and they leave me alone. I did have a CEO that walked by, as someone said, the director of nursing said, here, I'm here to give you your flu shot. And I said, no, I don't do that. And he turned around and walked away from me as fast as he possibly could. So I'm not getting any personal pushback or personal attention of anyone wanting to know what my thoughts are. But we have reports daily rolling in through our website, through email, through the Facebook page of nurses being threatened for their jobs if they do not get the flu shot, their exemptions being turned down, and nurses actually getting fired.
Wow. So if you were able to successfully put forth an exemption, was it based on a religious belief, philosophical, conscientious, medical? We see these out there for the folks that are moms and dads when they have to send their kids into school, getting these exemptions regularly outside of, West Virginia and Mississippi, for instance. But what's going on in terms of the strategy that is most effective to gain these exemptions if you're a nurse in a hospital setting?
Well, I put forth both a medical and a religious exemption. That's usually the two options that you're given. Even though in the state of Texas you can decline shots for your child for school based on personal belief alone, in the hospitals you're requiring medical exemptions or religious exemptions. And so, really, you said you're having Alan Phillips on tomorrow.
Yes.
To state it again and again, the hard part is we can't just type up, hey, this is the way you need to say it, and they have to take it. Because if they find that on a site somewhere and you've copied it,
right,
court rulings have shown that that is an insincere statement. So you really have to write your own original statement, and it really needs to be stated in a very specific way in order for it to stand up in court. Unfortunately, what seems common sense to us in the United States and what we should be able to say and not say in freedom of speech does not actually hold court in a court of law. And so it's a very tricky situation to try to get these things through.
I remember,
I actually had a friend that a hospital in the Dallas area, they approved her religious exemption for the flu shot, but they did not approve her religious exemption for the DTaP shot. Don't ask me how that worked, but she ended up not working there anymore because they couldn't get it worked out.
Yeah, well, you're dealing with a court, a court of jesters almost with the courts, because they are on the side of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. And they are basically enforcing the state religion. You've got to understand, this is not about science. If it were purely about science, the flu shot would never be allowed to come to market. None of them would, because they haven't been tested for safety, much less efficacy. It hasn't happened. So if you forth an exemption based on medical grounds, as you said you did as well, did you find a doctor that's willing to do it, or you as a nurse, are you qualified under the eyes of the law to do it yourself?
I do have a doctor that is willing to write me an exemption. I have previous profound autoimmune disease from the hepatitis B series, so he works that as an exemption for me.
All right. Well, Michelle, I so much appreciate you joining me this evening, and please, everybody, check out NAMV.org. We're going to talk with Alan Phillips further about strategies for preventing them from assaulting you medically if you're in the medical profession, as a nurse or otherwise. Michelle, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, coming right back with Toxic Tofu and Dorito-flavored Mountain Dew.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
With all of the chaos in the news today about riots, financial bubbles, and pandemics, the time is now to stock up on your survival kits, emergency food, and water purification systems at endtimeswarehouse.com. Go there now and stock up on bioactive silver hydrosol from Sovereign Silver to support your immune system for all of its needs. Find everything you need to be prepared at endtimeswarehouse.com. Preparedness for the end times or anytime. endtimeswarehouse.com.
Just when I was excited to go back to Chipotle for sofritas, they finally came into the one that's near me. That's the tofu. Now I'm not going to a Chipotle in China. I'm just going to say
Chipotle
that.
In China.
Do not going to do
Chipotle
it.
Chipotle in China.
They don't think they have it.
I don't think so.
But I'm not going there based on this. There's Chinese criminal gang activity. What do criminal gangs do in China? Like, here in America, what do? Drive-by shootings and things like that?
Well, I mean, I'd be thinking drug trade.
Right.
Guns.
Yeah.
Human trafficking, maybe. I don't
right.
know.
No, yeah. They're into something totally different. They're basically flooding the market with toxic tofu.
Toxic tofu,
right? The toxic tofu gang. You know, this must be a bunch of wrong-headed paleos wanting to get people off of vegetarian sources of protein in China.
With China and them putting all of these crazy chemical industrial ingredients into their food?
Well, you know, the thing is, we do it here, but it's FDA approved. In China, you do it. You get capital punishment.
Yeah.
They kill you.
Yeah.
The gang added an industrial bleaching agent called Rongolite to make dried tofu sticks brighter and chewier. So they thought they were doing a favor to the eaters and consumers of tofu sticks.
You can eat your tofu and whiten your teeth at the same time.
Right. Industrial bleaching agents. This is what is used in bread, in whole wheat and whole grains to make it refined and white and pretty. And, of course, devoid of all the chromium that you need to be able to handle it, eat it, and transport it as nutrients, but energy. And they're going to ruin that. Not as bad as what we have here in America, though, because it gets worse. There are new flavors of sodas. Bad enough to have soft drinks with high fructose GMO corn syrup. Now they've gone and done it. Did you hear about this one, Super Don?
I didn't believe it. I thought it might have been a hoax, but I went and looked it up, and indeed it is true that there's a new flavor of Mountain Dew coming out.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear about it. Let's hear about it.
Pepsi and Frito-Lay have teamed up to create Doritos-flavored Mountain Dew. The new soda is called Dewitos and is now being taste-tested on college campuses.
Yeah. Food scientists are using undergrad lab rats to test a new Dorito Mountain Dew hybrid. You were right, stoners. Frito-Lay can hear your thoughts.
You know, this is, again, higher institutions of indoctrination I talk about. I mean, it's not that impressive. You're an undergrad, and you would eat this. You would eat this.
Yeah,
and don't tell me it's only stoners that would eat this. I mean, people would grow up on this garbage.
It's a pretty funny joke. I mean, think about it. It's something you think a stoner would come up with. You know, what do you do? You combine Doritos and Mountain Dew and come up with Dewitos.
Yeah, I know. It's just kind of gross. I'm kind of curious, though, as to what it might taste like. I can't imagine anything but chemicals and stuff, but maybe the American palate is just, you know, so dumbed down that this will pass muster, certainly on college campuses.
Kent State freshman Steve Barnes tasted Dewitos soda at the Ohio College recently. He describes it as like orange with a nacho cheese aftertaste.
It makes sense. Yeah. It makes sense. The main ingredient in Doritos is aftertaste.
Lovely. Aftertaste, yes. Would you like some aftertaste with your Cheetos, or Doritos in this case, Dewitos.
The Kent taste State. Of orange with an aftertaste.
Yes, wow. As if it came from between your toes after wearing the same socks for 10 weeks straight. Man.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, it is for real. I guess it's being tested right now. And
I don't know. I think I'd rather go for toxic tofu. I'm just saying.
You think?
Even though I'm not going for that either, though.
I don't know.
You're going to have to get like extra helping of the food additive detox formula from King Bio just to survive a bag of that stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. The more I think about it, I'm not sure which is worse, the Doritos or the toxic tofu.
Right. Well, it's a USDA organic chemistry erector set, guaranteed to not let you have an erector, because you eat enough of this chemicals, nothing's going to be working on you. All right, kids, don't be eating that garbage. Don't be eating that stuff, all right? We will detoxify you, because that's just the kind of guys we are here in the Robert Scott Bell Show. We don't judge. Just, what are you thinking? Don't eat it! No, we don't judge, right? All right, well, let's see. What do we got next hour? We got a whole hour left. Call us up if you like. We're lonely. 866-939-2355. Do you have a Veterans Day message different from my own? You missed it? Go back and listen to the archives. They'll be available shortly after the show at GTN and then again at National News Radio and other places. Remember, Las Vegas coming up. We got some events we'll tell you about next hour. We got Syrian rebels fueled by what? Oh, my gosh. Well, we got a miracle to tell you about, too, after this break. Why? Because the power to heal is yours, of course.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.